Welcome back, students of Night School Horror. As shadows lengthen in the second semester, prepare for a chilling curriculum. Unearth the unknown as we delve deeper into the abyss. This semester, we elevate the darkness, where nightmares become lessons. Class is now in session. May you all survive this semester.
In one piece.
All right, children, all right, students, sit your punk asses down. It is time. Class is in session. It is Night School Horror. I am your professor, Mr. Malave, a.k.a. Matthew Malave, your longest reigning who you got champion, baby. I'm telling you, it's just a thing now. It's just part of me. It's like my belt to hold my pants up. All right. That's how long I've been champ. All right, but we're not talking about that. Welcome to Night School Horror, and let's just go around. Let's take attendance. Sabrina Ace. Sabrina Ace in the hole.
I don't think she's here.
The resident creep. No, she's not. No, she's out.
Not here today.
All right, she's not here. Okay. The smooth effect himself, Tommy James.
I'm here, Professor.
Hey, how you doing, bro? How's everything?
Very well. Very good. You know, we did some absurd logic before, so I'm very excited about another episode of Night School Horror Semester 2, man. I enrolled, so I'm here, and I'm ready to go. As you can see, I showed up to class.
Yeah. You definitely showed up to class. You know what I mean? You're going to enroll. You got to show up, all right? You just got to show. You can't just like, oh, maybe I will, maybe I won't. No, it's all right. We'll take it up with her. You know, it's her loss, though. You know, True. It's her loss. We had a fun-filled school day. We had absurd logic period before. Now we are Night School Horror, and we have a doozy. All right? And it's her loss. Agreed. All right? Because today, we are going to be talking. We talk about horror movies. We talk about all things horror, right? But you know what? We never really talk about survival in horror movies. We never really talk about those movies that we are like, I could have survived that. This is how. So tonight at Night School Horror, we are talking about those horror movies that we can survive in.
Mm.
All right. And I know there's a few out there. We've talked about this. We've mentioned it a few times. Like, you know, maybe I would have done this differently. Well, now's your chance. We're going to talk about these certain movies that we can survive. All right. And I'm excited. What do you think about that, Tommy? What do you think?
I love it. I think it's something interesting. I think it's something exciting. The fact that we're able to, you know, utilize our brains that when we watch these horror movies, because there's plenty of movies where you watch it and you respond like, what? Why would you do that? Why would you go left instead of going right? Why would you open the door? Why are you still there? So it gives you the opportunity to really discuss, like, could you survive that moment? Would you make those foolish decisions as well? And I've seen plenty of movies where I have finished and went, oh, I could totally survive that. And it's not just like, you know, for example, I could survive Get Out because I'm a white guy. Like, no, that's stupid. You know, it's just like, duh. But the whole point of actually thinking like, okay, I'm in this movie. I'm following the script. I'm following the role. Can I survive it? And towards the end go, yeah, I could survive that.
Yeah, definitely, guys. Like, listen, all right, when I say this, when movies got a movie, all right, I don't want to be like, well, I'm not going to be a part of this because I just won't play the Ouija board. Like, no, that's not it. No, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to say the name in front of the mirror. No, the movie's got a movie. The thing's already happened. You've already seen the damn tape. All right. Like, now how are you going to survive? All right. And that's what we're going to do, because it's easy to be like, well, I'm just not going to go to Texas. Like, no, no, we got to have some kind of like structure in here. Right. You're in the damn movie. You're one of the damn characters. How do you survive? All right. How do you fucking survive? Mm-hmm. All right. And I say, let's get into it. All right. Let's get into it. Tommy, I want to hear about one of the movies you think you could survive.
Okay. So, you know, there's a few on my list. I'm only going to, how many are we going to do today? Two, right? For the first part?
Let's do two. Yeah, let's do two for now. Get our feet wet. And then we'll revisit these throughout the semester.
All right, perfect. So I'm going to start with the movie Sick. Now, I don't know if you've seen the movie Sick. It came out in 2022. It is a slasher film that takes place during COVID. Now, here's what my thing with this movie was. Okay, so there's two chicks. They go out into this really big, it's like a fucking mansion in like upstate. Okay. And they, of course, as normal, they get terrorized. You know, someone's there, one person's there, two persons, people there. It's one like a Scream kind of movie in a sense where, you know, there's a killer that's around. Somebody's walking around. Here's the problem with this movie. For those that haven't seen it, I suggest you see it because there are going to be spoilers, hence where I'm able to discuss and explain why I'm able to survive this movie. Now, in the movie, did you see it?
Yes, I did.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. So in the movie, the way it ends is that it is a mother and a father trying to kill this girl. And it's mm-hmm. due to the fact that she gave COVID to their son and the son ended up passing away. So the movie is very stupid. Okay. The reasoning, fucking stupid. But when I watched it, I said to myself, I was like, there is no fucking way a 50-year-old woman and a 50-year-old man is taking me out. Like, once I figure out the reasoning, because they're able to last pretty long. They go pretty much all the way to the end. And when they find the reasoning where it's like, you gave my son COVID and he died. Excuse me? That's my... Okay, so all of this is going down because your son got COVID and died because I hooked up with him. That's pretty much how you got to look at it based on the girl's perspective of the movie. Mm-hmm. No, that's not going to go down. Like, you, now that I found out the reasoning why this is going down, this is going to be brutal. This is going to be a brutal murder here. You're trying to kill me. You've completely injured my friend to the point she could barely fucking walk. Killed my fucking other friend, you know, which is fucking insane. He died in a pretty gruesome way, too, I believe, with the antlers and whatnot. But over all of this... Because of COVID? Because your son died of COVID and it's my fault because I hooked up with him. So here's the problem.
Right.
When I finally, like, there's one scene in the movie where she's laying down and there is, you don't know if it's the mother or the father because, again, they're all masked up. They have everything, the hooded on and whatnot. I'm a light sleeper. You're not walking through a room with me asleep. Like, it's not happening. Like, if fucking something moved, made a sound, I would immediately wake up. It's impossible. I've just always been a light sleeper. So that wouldn't work. You're not going to be snooping and sneaking around the fucking house. Okay. You know, number two, she goes out there with her friend. Personally, I probably would have went out with a little bit more people.
If like you're getting that big mansion,
it's a big
and,
house.
Like you're in COVID times, and it's just like, all right, everyone got tested, everyone's good. Let's just fucking have a party over there in the isolated thing. Like, let's just fucking do it.
Right, you can easily go out there. I mean, you know, they go, and it's a simple tropes too. You know, they're stabbing the tires. You know, it gets pretty gruesome at some points. Like, they're legitimately going to kill these fucking girls. And, I mean, it's mainly for the one chick, the main girl. But, like I said, I mean, I remember when I was watching it, and then they explain the reason why, and they bring up the kid, and they bring up the fucking COVID, and I'm sitting there going, oh, no. Like, I would immediately be like, so this is what it is? Okay, cool. So now you did all this fucking nutcase shit, because your son died of COVID, because I was the one to get... Yeah, no, I'm going... Not only am I going to trap you, which she does, I'm going to torture you now. Because ain't nobody coming to save you. No one's coming up here right now. So you came in here, snuck in.
I cough on them and shit.
Oh, like I'm coughing on you. I'm fucking taking a knife. Shit. I'm slicing the Achilles. Like, I'm making it bad. Like, you're dying. You're not leaving, you know, because, like I said... Isolated situation, upstate. I don't know if it was New York or whatever, but it's upstate. I think it might have been New York. Upstate, but nah. You're going to kill me? You're going to murder me for that?
Yeah.
So, no, that's not happening. And honestly, this movie is a very straightforward trope of a horror movie, horror slasher film. You could sit there and be like, well, they could have just gotten their cars and drove away. Yes, but they do slice the tires, so technically they can't do that. Fighting back is pretty simple in this movie. They literally do it. But
yeah,
I feel this is an easy survive situation. I feel that the situation itself is stupid. That's why the movie's stupid. And like I said, once I find out why you're doing this to me, it's a wrap. Like, now it's you know, awful. It's a fucking brawl for all right now. Because it's like, oh, okay. Yeah. So you want to end my life over this? Well, and you're doing some gruesome shit. You killed a dude with antlers and bows and arrows and shit. Like, this shit is game on. So you're about to join your kid right now. And I'm going to make sure of it. So I'm going to say that the movie Sick, though not a good movie, is an easily survival movie right here, especially being a character in it. If you're the main character, she does survive. So does her friend. So it's a pretty straightforward movie, very simple and easily survive. Easy.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that. Like, I feel like it's an easy survival, and I don't even need to know why you're tormenting me, right? Like, fuck all that. You're just still trying to kill me. But in that same situation, I'm going to hang out in this room, and I'm going to wait for you. I'm going to fucking wait for you to come at me. And then guess what? Now it's a brawl. Then when I take shit off and you want to talk to me, like, sure, you could talk to me, but I guarantee you this conversation is not going to be, it's going to happen one way. Like, you're going to be tied up and you're going to want to be talking to me because, like, I am not okay with that. Like, but I feel like the situation, the big ass house, and yes, they may have been a little bit more familiar with the house and they had a plan, but the minute, like, the whole, it's all about, like you said, like the 50 something year olds, whatever, and like with the whole scarcity of the world and everything else like that, like, I'm using that shit to my advantage. Like, fuck off. All right. Like, I'm bringing a bunch of people here, like, yo, come, some motherfuckers trying to, like, kill me. You know what I mean? Like, come through. We make them mad, uncomfortable, all that shit. Like, it's just, it, like you said, I feel like this movie, and we could get to this movie some other time, but this movie just wanted to be the first one to be like, hey, we're using COVID as like a basis for a horror movie.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Because it could have been a lot better, and it should have been a lot better, but like, we got what we got. Right. But easily survival. Like, I mean, you were talking about two grown ass men right now. Like, if it wasn't females, and let's say the parents, it was the daughter that we killed, or you killed because you had sex, or you kissed them.
Yep.
Like, first of all, the first question I would ask them is just like, how do you know it's me? How do you not know if he was not fucking someone else?
I think that was one of the questions COVID I is, asked, right? too. I was like, wait, how do they know it's her? Like,
yeah.
I don't remember, like, if they if were died, dating. What, I don't what, think they were dating.
Like, oh, only person I saw and had interaction with was Heather. Like, I forgot her name. I just said Heather. Like, you get me? It's just like, oh, it has to be that bitch. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, come on now. Come on. Like, you know, we've lived through the COVID era. We know. That's the first thing. It was like, how you know it's me?
Yep.
How you not know? The same way he snuck out and saw me, he didn't sneak out and chill with his boys. Smoke a blunt. Right. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
COVID. Boom. Right there.
Exactly. Then that's why the movie promised was everything.
Now they're like, oh, shit. You know what I mean?
We just killed a motherfucker. And you're just like, yeah, you're a psychopath. You know, oh, I'm trying to protect my kid.
Now help me with this tire iron so I can get the fuck out of here, you dumbass.
No, like, I felt that was the biggest issue with the movie was it was too many questions I could ask because, like you said, they tried to utilize COVID and they were like, we could make a horror movie with COVID and we'll make it a slasher film. And it's like you put a bunch of shit together and didn't think about it. And again, it's one of those movies that if you're in it, it's easily survivable. And the two main characters survived in this movie. So right there.
There you go.
And the way that they get in the house is another fucking stupid move because the friend, he comes over and he wants to smoke some pot. So he goes outside to smoke and he just doesn't shut the door. That's it. Yeah. And they're just like, scoot. And they just scoot up in the house. Listen, this isn't the fucking Strangers, okay? They tried to make it like a home invasion Strangers movie. It's not the Strangers, because I'm still trying to figure out how the fuck they got in the house in the Strangers. Because you ain't surviving that fucking movie. That movie's fucking, that's a beautiful movie and rough as shit. And the fact that the reasoning in the Strangers was just, hey, why are you doing this? Because you were home. That's fucking crazy. You're not surviving that. Because that moment means it doesn't matter why the fuck we did it. You were home. We're going to kill you. These two parents are just like, you killed our kid because you had COVID. And then they got COVID. Really? This is what you came up with? Like, go fuck yourself. And here's what's crazy is that they were able to kill both parents pretty easily.
You know, easy. They had to fight back. Of course, the father himself was a big, tall, muscular dude. He died before the mother.
Yeah.
She got burned alive towards the end. Like, really, this could have been settled pretty simple. Like, this is pretty easy. Simple. So I feel
like you're trying to tell me, like, all that shit with the father and those two scrawny girls. Like, imagine me. I'm a big dude, too.
That's what I'm saying. We're going to fight back. It's not going to work. Fuck that. You know, and that's 1,000% I'm surviving the movie sick.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's a good one. I think it's safe to say that I'll definitely survive that too.
Yeah, for sure.
So so I'm going to go now, right? And I'm going to go with I'm going to go all the way back before COVID was even a thing, all right? Okay. I'm going to go back to the year that I was born, all right? I'm going to talk a little about Child's Play, all right?
Okay.
And that movie, you know, with Chucky and everything else too, right? We all know Chucky is fucking Charles Lee Ray. He's fucking voodoo into a doll, and now he's a murderer trying to go after it. But the thing is, he wants a soul. He wants this young kid's soul so he can, like, pass himself into that and he can, like, grow and be alive again, right? So the thing is that I've watched all these sequels. I've even watched the show. Not enough people kick the shit out of Chucky. Right?
Yep.
I'm not just talking about, like, beat him up. I'm talking about, like, kick him. Like, he's like maybe 2 feet tall, right? They always want to, like, run at him or wait till he jumps at you, just try to throw him somewhere. No, kick the shit out of him. I'm putting my Tims on, right? And I'm like, he's coming at me and I'm kicking him. And once he's down, I'm just going to keep stomping on this motherfucker's head, right? Mm-hmm. And then from there, I'm going to take an axe and I'm going to keep chopping off his fucking limbs. All right. Yeah. And I'm not going to feel bad about it. Why? Because he's a fucking murderous psychopath that's inside a doll. Right. I don't understand. Like, listen, I'm not going to say that, like, you know, Chucky's not sneaky and clever because, like, he has the mastermind of a murderer, a serial killer.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So he's going to meticulously watch you. He's going to do this and that. But as you see in the movie, he gets reckless. Right. Because he's running out of time. This guy's running out of time. Right. And if you're getting in his way to get to Andy, right, you're going to get got. Right. Sure. But there's plenty of times in the movies where they grab him and he has to, like, stay still or whatever and to not blow his cover and shit like that. And people are just not believing this kid. Right. I don't care if I believe this kid saying, no, he's talking to me. He wants to kill me and shit like that. I'm like, oh, word. I'm not going to take the damn doll and fucking lock it up. No, I'm going to destroy the shit out of the doll. Right. And fucking that's it. All right. The kid's scared of the dog because he's trying to kill him. I'm not going to be like, you're making shit up. Maybe he is. Maybe he's not. Right. That's not me to decide. I'm going to fuck. You're scared of that dog. You're saying he's going to kill you. He's talking to you. Oh, we're destroying this fucking doll.
Mm-hmm.
We're throwing him in the fucking oven or we're chopping off the fuck. Then he's going to try to turn. He's going to come alive when he's feeling threatened and he's going to try to come at my face and try to bite me. Guess what? I'm tossing him across the damn room and I'm stomping the shit out of him. Sure. Tim's sure. To the face.
Sure.
Head.
Sure.
Right? I'm not trying to be insensitive. I'm trying to say everyone's like, oh, that seems so easy. Because it is that easy.
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
You get me? Like, I just don't understand. Like, and watching this movie, and don't get me wrong, I love Child's Play. Mm-hmm. I love Chucky. I love the movies. You know what I mean? I love the show. It's great. But, like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, come on, guys. What are we doing here?
Yeah. I agree because I feel that there's moments where, like, look at it this way. If I have two kids right now, one of my kids come up to me and they say, hey, this doll is talking to me and it's going to kill. It wants to kill me and it wants to kill you. Mm-hmm. I would be like, oh, okay, well, we're gonna do something with the doll. Okay, we're gonna get rid of the doll. That's the main thing. Now, the point of even if you get rid of the doll, regardless of the doll is going to come back because the doll has its own personal way to do it, and there are rules. In at least the first Child's Play, where it's like he could have, we all, because you could say for all the time, why don't you just pick another kid? But they make it clear is you have to, the guy that he, his friend that he goes to meet, the voodoo dude.
Yeah, the voodoo guy, yeah.
Yeah, he tells him that you can only do it to the first person that you come out to and then explain that you're who you are. And that's when he laughs and he goes, the person I came out to was like a 5-year-old kid. And then he's like, yeah. And then you're like, oh, shit. So I got to go do this. That's where that whole, you know, it plays a big factor. That goes away later on in the movie. They completely disappear with that. But I feel with Chucky, because we're only talking about Child's Play 1. We're not going to the other movies.
He gets more creative. He gets more insane as the movies continue. But in the first one, he's pretty grounded. He's normal, just run, stab, bite. Not a lot of, you know, he's not popping out of nowhere really like that. He's not like, surprise! Like, you know, when he hits Andy over the head, he's just hiding behind a door. Like, he's not really doing anything to the point where it's too wild. So, I feel that that's an easy beat right there.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. I just like, come on, just beat the shit out of this doll. Again, like you said, your kids. Like, if your kids are saying, oh, daddy is going to beat, he say he wants to kill me and da-da-da-da-da. All right, well, you know what? I am not only just going to get rid of this doll, I'm going to fucking destroy it with the kid there. Just be like, all right, now he's definitely not going to bother you. Look, we destroyed him together.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I agree because, you know, I feel like in this sense, you have the cop, okay? You have the cop that's there too. Yeah. And, you know, the cop's completely just Mike, I believe it was, if I'm not mistaken. I think it was Mike. Pretty sure it was Mike.
Yeah, I believe.
Pretty sure it was Mike. Sure. And now that's going to bother me. What's his name, Mike?
All right, hold on, I'll check.
I've seen the movie a bunch of times, and I can't remember.
Right, yeah, me too.
Original Child's Play. What's his name? Mike Norris, yeah.
Mike. There
yeah, it was Mike. It was Chris Sarandon. Chris Sarandon is a fucking awesome actor. And, you know, he obviously is like, I'm not going to believe this kid, but fucking doll. And it's Charles Lee Ray, which when he hears the name Charles Lee Ray, you know, it doesn't like spark to him to be like, that's strange. How do you know that name? How do you know the name of that child? You know, of the child. How do you know the name of that killer? How does you as a child know the name of that killer? And he finds out the hard way, as we find out later. He totally finds out the hard way. But yeah, I feel like with Chucky himself, it, like I said, it's very one note with him. Like, again, later on it gets more detailed, and the most goriest kill of that movie is when he puts the thing on the doctor's head and he just does the electric shock to him.
Oh yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And Andy doesn't do anything. He just he goes, stop it. Like, he doesn't actually run over and try to actually stop it. He just screams, stop it. So as the franchise goes on, it gets more into the magic, into the voodoo, into some weird, crazy shit, though it's awesome. More gore, more crazy kills, but since it's just the original Child's Play.
But he also had help in the other ones.
Well, he gets help. Well, once Tiffany gets involved, then it's a little different. But
then now you have to like, all right, well, there's this small fucking doll and a psychopath girl that's setting shit up.
Then it's a different story. It's a completely different ball game, and you ain't winning eventually. Eventually, he's going to get you. But then again, you can't really say it too hard because Andy's still alive.
He's
still going. So, but for the original movie, I feel that's an easy survive. Just don't get caught with a simple. Oh, if he cuts the Achilles, then you might be in a little bit of trouble. But if you're prepared, you're ready to go in. You could get away with it. The kid and the mom survived, and the cop survived.
Yeah, exactly. So like, you know, come on.
They kill side characters.
The minute the kid goes, the kid wants to kill me, and he said he wants to kill you too. All right, we're burning the fuck out of this doll.
Well. Yeah, the doll, that wouldn't work though, because eventually the doll would just come alive though. So you're going to have
to. Crispiness. Yeah, I know. You have to cut him up.
Are you going to be able? He's going to come alive before you try to chop him up. Like when she grabs him and she's like, I'm going to throw you in the fire if you don't, you know, respond. Then he's like, you stupid bitch. Like he comes alive knowing that he is going to about to be thrown in the fire. So if you think you're just going to toss him in a fire, he's going to come alive and he's going to wake up. So even with chopping the limbs off, you can stomp him, but all you got to do is tie the motherfucker down. Keep on, he's alive. Then you can start chopping away and then fucking, you know, burn him and all that shit. Burn the fucking house down. You got insurance?
Burn down. Yeah, facts, man. Tie him up. I'm kicking the shit out of him.
Yeah, he's getting kicked.
Stomping his head, tying the motherfucker up.
Yeah.
Like, and then I'll get to work.
Pretend it's a child.
Yeah. Like a toddler.
Just a rubber child. That's what he is. Because he's
rubber.
Just a
and I'm not going to feel bad.
No, he's trying to kill me. Fuck him.
Yeah, he's a fucking murderer.
Exactly. Fuck that motherfucker.
Yeah. All right. So we can survive. We can survive sick, and we can survive Child's Play.
Yes. Easy. 1,000%.
Easy. Yeah. All right, man. What's your next movie? What is the next movie you think you could survive? Like, yeah, me in there. I got this.
So I had a few again on my list that I would be able to survive, and I wanted to pick something that would be a little interesting. I'm a little surprised that you haven't seen the film after I told you, but I'm talking about 2014's It Follows. I've seen this movie a while ago, and I loved it. I thought it was so cool. Like, the premise of it is that there is a supernatural entity that follows you after a sexual encounter. So they turned sex into horror, pretty much.
Yeah.
Love it. Love it. It's fantastic. And what happens, and like I said, you haven't seen the movie, so I'm going to spoil a few things, which is kind of funny, though. You got to watch it. It's on Netflix. 1,000% watch it. So what happens is, after you have said, now the only way for this to happen is the person has to have had the situation happen to them. So they have it. It's like an STD. That's the best way to look at it. This person has the STD. You have sex with them. Now you have the STD. And what happens is the supernatural entity will then begin to follow you. Now, here's where it gets a little crazy. Number one, it only walks. It does not run. It only walks in a very slow, normal pace. So there's no speed walking. It just walks, completely walks. Now, the main difference is you don't know who it is, because it can be anything, any person. It could be your mom.
And it's just my mom starts walking slowly and then
just walking towards you. But here's what makes it more different is that they're naked. So when they walk towards you, they're naked.
Interesting.
But sometimes they could be naked. This doesn't mean they're fully naked. They can have a shirt on, but no bottoms. They can have a bottom on, a jacket, but maybe a boobs out. For example, if you go by based on a female.
Okay.
So you don't know, and you start to lose your mind because you start, what happens, and especially in the movie, is that you start to see people walking and you're not sure if that person's a thing, if that person's the entity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you could be in a crowd, right? Now, we're in a crowd. It's New York, right? We're outside. We're in Times Square. We're in a crowd. There's millions of people around, so many people. That fucking thing could be walking right behind you. And once it grabs you, it's over. It's like a game of tag, except it's walking. Once it touches you, you're done. You're not running from it. It grabs you. It fucking like contortions you, breaks every bone in your body. I'm telling you, watch the fucking movie. It's pretty great. So your whole entire life now that you have this, is that you have to avoid people because you don't know who could be an entity. You could be sitting, there's one part of the movie where the person, they're all sitting in a circle, right? And then somebody starts walking towards them and the guy goes, do you see that? Because if you don't have it, you can't see the person walking. So like, say you have it and I don't, I can't help you because I can't see who's walking.
Can't see shit.
I can't see if anybody, actually I can see somebody walking, but I can't see the entity. So maybe I see a girl, you see a dude. You know, you see the girl too, because it's still a person. But I see one person, you see two people. So now you need to determine which one of those two is actually, and you don't know which one it is.
True. Yeah,
so that's crazy. In order to survive this.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was going to ask you. I'm like, it seems kind of hard. You got to be isolated now. Like, how do you survive?
You got to be isolated. But in a sense of the movie, the only way to be able to make your life continue going to where the fear maybe goes down a little bit, you have to pass it along. You have to have sex.
You have to pass it along.
That's pretty simple. Just sleep with a lot of people. But here's the fucked up part though. Here's the other fucked up part is you may go, and if you pass it along, so let's say you have it, right? And you're like, fuck, oh my God. All right, I'm going to go sleep with A, B, and C. Okay? So now mm-hmm. you've passed it to both A, to both B, and to both C. And then A gets killed. Right?
It's on your conscience now.
No, now it's on you because it's coming to you next. It goes down a list.
Oh, it goes back down.
It goes back down. So the thing is, you can't just go and bang somebody and not tell them. You have to let them know, hey, this is what's going to happen. You need to pass it along. And we have to continue this chain. And your whole entire life, you will live in fear that anybody walking towards you is about to kill you. Because you won't know if that person was already killed. And that person before them, and that person after them, and after them, and after them. So this is why I could survive it.
Yeah, because it seems exhausting. I probably just
it's completely exhausting. But I'm going to survive a decent amount of time because I'm going to sleep with everybody. I don't care who the fuck it is at that point. It doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't at this point in life. Who cares? Go after women. Go after. It doesn't matter. Go after dudes. It doesn't matter. You need to pass it along. You got to get the chain going. You got to do it because no matter what happens, eventually it's coming to get you. Okay.
So basically, to survive, you just got to be a whore.
You got to be a stupid duper whore. I'm joining the porn industry. Okay. I'm fucking everybody. I'm getting with all the prostitutes. I don't care what disease they got. There ain't nothing worse than this one. There ain't nothing worse than this one.
That's true. The clop, not worse than that one.
The best person to bang at this situation is a prostitute or somebody in the porn industry because you know they're going to start fucking banging more. The only problem is it starts within 24 hours, so they better start banging pretty quickly.
Well, just see where the schedule is. She probably has a scene scheduled for tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm. And I'm keeping tabs on every motherfucker. Okay, every single person will know what's going on because you cannot not tell them. If you don't tell them, you're setting yourself up to get fucking surprised. Have to let them know. So that was great. There's going to be a person coming, could be your brother, but it's not your brother and he's going to kill you. Oh, why? Then you explain the situation and be like, so the only way for this to work is you have to pass it along and then they pass it along and they pass it along and they pass it along. So, but regardless, like I said, and what I really love about the movie is you will constantly always live in fear because you don't know what's going to happen. So that's I true. Would find true. Myself a deserted island, a cell, something where I could be isolated from so many people because if something's coming after me, well, then I know I'm fucked at that point. I'm passing it to every motherfucker in this world. But if someone starts walking to me on a deserted island, it is what it is at that point. You're going to have to die. You have to accept fate because in the beginning of the movie, that's pretty much what happens. The person accepts their fate. So I can survive the movie, you know, because that's the question. I will survive the 2.5 hour long movie. I easily will. Now, will I survive the disease that's occurring, the supernatural entity? Absolutely not. The whole point is eventually it's going to get you. You can't keep up with everybody in the world. So, can I survive the movie it follows? Yes, I can easily survive that because I'm fucking everything. Everything that walks, you're getting fucked. I don't care because everybody needs to get this.
That is true.
I will have so many fucking choices to be like, I'm going to make this chain continue going. And you're going to fuck and you're going to fuck and you're going to fuck and everybody's going to fuck. So, yes, I believe I could survive the movie It Follows.
You know, it sounds like you're just trying to bring joy into the world. And you're like, all right, we just had sex. You need to go and have as much sex as possible now. It's not a bad gig.
It's not a bad gig until the 8 people that you slammed die. You don't know that, you know, number 8 died. So you're just like, hey, I'm having some ice cream today. And then just some random chick starts walking to you. Hey, what's up? She got a boob. Bang! And she gets you. You know? Damn. And then like the other person, because you remember you banged 8 people, so there's 8 entities now coming to get you.
Oh fuck.
So you gotta keep passing it and you gotta pass like hot potato, just don't get the ball back, you know?
Yeah, word. Just like not me, not my germs, not again.
Yeah, no germs here. Just keep on like, you know, fuck, and it has to be fucks. It can't be like you know, you can't just be like, well, I'm going to catch a blowjob or some shit and pass along. No, it's got to be sex. So that's why I say, like, sex. In this situation, there ain't no straight, there ain't no gay. This is survival. Okay, you fucking anything. You fucking trees if you got it. You got to make sure it passes along. Fuck that tree.
Yeah, yeah, fuck the tree. Fuck what, the tree. What about, like, would you go as far as, like, animals?
No.
All right,
I wouldn't even do the tree. Let's be real for a second. That's not even.
You said tree, so I had to ask that next question.
No, I wouldn't do animals. I wouldn't do trees. But in this scenario, in this specific scenario, like I said, there is no straight. There is no gay. This is all about survival. And if it's there literally saying you need to pass this along in order to survive, then fuck it. If anybody wants it, you're going to get it. Anybody wants it, you're getting it, because then I'm going to let you know, hey, by the way, you need to go fuck now.
Yeah.
No, you can't get fucked. Happened?
What you give me? What you give me? Gonorrhea? Oh, no.
Man. No, no. This is worse. This is a naked person coming after you and killing you. But that's what's crazy is they're just walking at a normal pace. There's no running. There's no fast. There's no speed walks. There's no super slow. They just walk as if you were walking up the street. They're just walking.
So even if let's say all the people that like you fucked or whatever, they died, right? Like. Mm-hmm. What about, like, all right, you see the person fucking walking or whatever, doing that, so you run, right? And you run as fast as you can because they're just walking.
Mm-hmm.
And then you isolate yourself. Then you technically survive.
Yeah, you'll still be able to. They're just going to keep walking. They're going to.
Or be, like, right outside your door.
It's going to find you. That's the thing. It's going to find you, and that's why you got to be careful in situations that have doors, because you can out of nowhere hear knock, 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 open the door, and the thing is standing right there, and it's over. It jumps at you, you're dead. That's the end of that. So you don't want to be in a situation with doors. You may want to be in like a glass room or some shit, because you have to be able to see every little thing that's happened.
That's true.
So it's a great suspenseful kind of situation. And like I said, do I think you can survive the whole concept of it? No, you're not. Eventually it's going to get you. But can you survive the 2.5 hour long movie? Yeah, yeah, for sure. I can easily survive that movie.
You know what? I mean, hey, I think I will too. Maybe the movie. But again, I'll eventually get exhausted and just
watch the movie.
I'm going to watch it. It seems fun. And it's on Netflix. I'm going to do it.
It is on Netflix. And it's very good. Very good.
Probably watch it tonight.
Very good. Very worth it. It's worth it.
All right, so I'm glad you brought that up. Right? See, this is why we do Night School Horror, people. We learn new things. Who knew?
We do.
See, spiritual entities get transferred through having sex.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Got a couple of people snarling there, like, what the fuck?
Watch the movie. Watch it.
Watch
me.
The movie, watch people. The movie. Watch the movie. I'm watching it tonight. Well, good job, man. I love that. I love that. And again, I think I might be able to survive a couple hours in that movie. Well,
a couple of days. Maybe bands. Weeks,
you know,
months.
I could survive like a year, maybe.
You could probably get a year under your belt. Yeah, you just got to, keep track of people.
You know,
like,
what it is?
I'd be like, if I'm sleeping
other
with you.
People aren't as smart as us. You know what I mean? Like, so I feel like they'll be stupid with it and they'll just be like, I think I gotta stay close.
Like, you know, if I'm sleeping, like if I slept with this chick, right? Okay, so I'm gonna pass it along, sleep with this chick. I think she needs to, I'm like, yo, you're stuck with me for life now. And then you're gonna go sleep with that dude. Now he's stuck with us for life. Then I'm gonna go sleep with this chick and now she's stuck with us for life. And that's how it needs to be. Like, you literally just become an entire fucking unit, an entire colony of people that just bang, constantly bang. And that's how the world literally becomes a fuck place.
Yeah. I mean,
but that's what's scary, because now you're passing it along to all these people that don't deserve this. You know, now you're just killing all these people.
Yeah. But hey, at least they were hot, you know,
at that point, it's not going to matter who's hot or who's not.
It's not going to matter.
You're going to want to live.
You're just going to want to have to, you know, like, do a background check a little bit. Just be like, are you smart enough to not be an idiot?
You don't care. Die. You're going to, it doesn't matter at that point. You're just going to be like, fucking whoever got to fuck.
Keep going.
Boss, you're gonna die, going to die. So you're like, fuck, I just got to fuck someone.
True.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
That's why I'm saying go to the prostitutes of the porn industry. That's it.
That's true. That's true.
You'll be fine.
Well, yeah. We'll come up with a nice production name and then. Boom. Get some money off of it too. Who knows?
Yeah.
All right. Well, it follows. Let's see. That's how you get caught. That's how you get an STD.
It's a bad one.
All right. I'm going to go into my second movie.
All right.
That I feel like we could, I could survive in.
Okay.
It's an easy one for me, I feel, but, it's also another classic. I'm going with it, Mr. Pennywise himself.
All right.
The alien. And one of the main reasons why, and the only thing I'm going to say, it's something that we bestowed into our youth. It's Stranger Danger. Stranger Danger. Why? Because think about how this fucking movie starts, right? You get Mr. Georgie, right? Mm-hmm. And he has a nice little boat, and it's raining, and like, you know, it gets caught up in the sewer, and then he's like, "Oh shit, I lost my boat. Damn it, this sucks." I don't know where someone starts talking to him out to the fucking in the sewer. Mm-hmm. "Hey Georgie, you want this? It's a boat." "Well, I'm Pennywise." And he even asks him, "Well, what are you doing down there?" He's like, "I got stuck." This is like, "Oh yeah, you got stuck." First of all, it's a fucking clown. It's raining. Mm-hmm. He's in a sewer.
That's right.
Did your parents not teach you anything?
No, they obviously did not.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, it's a paper boat, right? Go tell your brother to make another one. Oh, we gotta make another one. You know what I mean? How many times we made origami shit and it was like, "Oh fuck, we lost the plane. We gotta make another one."
Plenty of times,
right? Right. Second of all, again, we go back to the fucking weirdo in the sewer. You know, I mean, come on. You're young, but you're not that young. All right. Like, mm-hmm. Someone starts talking, "Oh, come." They all float down here. He's like, "Here, come get it." And you're going to grab it back to him. It's the same thing as like, "Oh, hey, you want a candy?" You never take candy from a stranger. Right. You know, they're going to pull you. They're going to pull you into the van. They're going to pull you into the sewer. That's you're right. Fucking dead.
That's right.
Rips his hands off. He just fucking bites his whole hand. His whole arm.
Yeah.
Get away. Get away. Stranger danger. It's raining.
Stranger danger.
It's raining. If he was a real clown, the paint's coming off his face. Like, you idiot. Like, you. What are you
never
doing?
Never thought about that.
If it was raining it and was the a real water is going down there, face. He's soaked. He wasn't soaked.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't soaked at all. He was completely dry. That's true. I never thought about that. Where it's like, if he was a real clown, wouldn't you think the makeup would be coming off? Yeah, that's good. It's permanent makeup.
No, yeah, it's war paint. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Fucking war dummy. Paint.
Like, you know, and in that point, like, and we said it before, Georgie deserved to die because he was a stupid fucking kid. You know what I mean?
Oh, he deserved to die.
Well, you know, that's I'm just
fucked
being
up. I don't know if he deserved it. That's a good absurd logic discussion. But yeah, yeah, I mean, right? he got in a sense what he deserved because he did try to leave. Remember, at that one point, he's like, "I gotta go," and that's when he for your boat, you know, and he shows him the boat, and that's when he's like, "Go ahead, take the boat." And he's like, "Oh, okay," you know, and then reaches out. Now, I think that if Georgie did try to go away anyway, he would have been fucked. Like, he was screwed at that moment because, as we see, like, the arms could stretch out. He would have got him. He would have got him anyway.
Yeah, I think he would have got him. I think he definitely would have got him. So if we just, like, talk about the movie now and we get into it a little bit more, right, mm-hmm. We realize that, like, Pennywise plays on people's fears, right? You have to be scared. You have to be scared of something. He's going to turn that into it, and he's going to fucking get you. Reason why he was a clown is because kids were afraid of clowns, right? You know what I mean? So we found out later on that, like, as long as you just, like, not basically they bullied him and he became, like, you know, whatever, and then he just died, right? And he disappeared. As long as you're not scared of him, right? And you realize that he's just trying to fuck with us,
right?
You control that. Everyone's like, "Oh, I'm going to fight back." Yeah, I'm going to fight the fuck back, but guess what? I'm not scared of you. I'm going to open this door and it's going to be, "This isn't real, bitch. This isn't real. Come and get me. Come at me, bro."
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm scared of certain things, but there's I know when they're around.
What would be your fear that he would go after? If you had to say, now you're a child. You got to remember, you got to just like how the movie is. You start as a kid and then we become adults. So we're kids.
I don't know.
What was I
scared of as a kid? I don't know, because I mean, I guess this is why we're Night School Horror, right? Because I was watching horror movies when I was a child.
Sure, but I still had fear.
So like.
I saw I was fear when I was a kid. Definitely. I've always been afraid of fire. Fire was always a fear for me. So obviously he would be able to utilize fire and heights. I was always afraid of heights as well.
So
it doesn't always have to be like I'm afraid of bugs or any of that type of shit, because that's not the case. But he would utilize heights against me. He would utilize fire against me. So I would have to be able to, and I don't really have any traumatizing parts of my life, like Mike does, you know, is traumatizing, at least in the updated movie where his parents were killed in the burning building and shit. So he's traumatized. I don't have that. So
Yeah. But I guess, I guess like water and drowning for me.
Okay. So that would be a situation he would throw you in. He would throw you in where you would fall into like a big ass fucking pool and you would, you'd be unable to lift yourself because he'd be pulling you down. So that's where fear comes in.
Yeah.
That's how he feasts on you.
Yeah. That's how he feeds on you. He feeds on your soul. You know what I mean? But you got to realize, like, you got to realize that the shit's not real.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then once you realize, you have control back.
Correct. The same thing like Freddy Krueger. You got to understand that it's a dream. It's all my head. So in the beginning, you're going to be scared. In the beginning, you're going to be freaking the fuck out. But the whole point of when Stephen King's It, the reason that they're able to survive is because they're together.
Ah, yes.
They're the losers.
And I love people. I love hanging out with all you. And as long as me and you together, bro. We'll survive
because then the other person's there to be like, hey, man, like, I got you. Like, if some shit goes down, I'm over here. I got you. Like, nothing's going to happen. And that's what makes them feel safe because alone, they know better. They know not to go alone because they're fucked. That's why the second one was stupid because you were like, why are they going alone? They know it's not the right thing to do. So if you're going to do it, you need your own losers club. In the long run. And if you have that, then that's easily survivable.
Absolutely. Absolutely. My own losers club. We have our own club already.
We do.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, Pennywise wouldn't survive a lot around in this time. You know how many group chats people are in?
Group chats. I mean, even like, look at Second Rounds, Night School Horror in general. He would not be able to deal with Sabrina. He wouldn't be able to deal with the Ace in the Hole, Florida's favorite creep, Night School Horror's favorite creep, Second Round's favorite creep. Impossible. We had her in the Losers Club with us. Like, no fucking way. It's not. No Jade, way. Can you imagine him trying to deal with Jade?
Yeah.
It would be fucking insane.
Yeah. Yeah, insane. It
would be fucking crazy.
One phone call. One, not even. They'll handle it on themselves.
It'd be so. I mean, Mr. A-Town might be in a little bit of trouble. You just replay the movie Get Out on him, and he'd be like, I can't do this. You know, and
he's a little bitch sometimes. So you
just be like watching horror movies and get scared. So,
just put Chucky on, like, instantly. Yeah,
pretty much.
Instantly, he'll be done.
Yeah, he'll be there.
Just like, that's not the real Chucky. This one is. Oh, pick away your boots.
I'm scared. Like, no, you know, but you need the losers club there. So, you know, do I feel that us as the Second Rounds, you know, and our significant others, could we survive Pennywise? I think so.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Some of us, some may die.
Yeah. Who do you think? I don't think I would die. Let's just be honest. I don't think you would die either.
I think I'd be okay. I think I'd be able to last. I think I can. All right, let's look at it this way. Can we make it to where adults? I think I would make it to an adult. Yeah.
Yes. I'll make it to an adult.
You know, definitely. I don't know how it would be then. It depends, I guess, how the life is. I don't think I'd kill myself like Stan does, but.
No, he was a little bit of Stan.
Yeah, which I didn't like that because they made it seem like if he had to kill himself for them to be more stronger. I didn't like that.
Yeah.
That was stupid.
That was stupid.
Yeah. They made suicide stupid. Like it was a good thing. Again, part two was, they fucked that up really badly.
Yeah.
At least in the mini series, they made it where he was afraid, where he was like, I'm not going back to that because I don't want to die. So
like his fear consumed him.
That's right. That's the main point of that, of why he kills himself, because he was so scared. He was like, I'm not fucking coming back. And this one, they made it where it was just like, yeah, I'm afraid. I don't want to die. But if I kill myself, at least you guys will be stronger for it.
Right, because I'll bring you all together. Because
that makes a fucking sense. Like, seriously, that's what was suicide. So do I think that me and you could survive till we are adults? Yeah. Sabrina will survive to an adult.
Yes. A-Town's probably dead. He's probably going
to
die.
Nah, I think if we're kids, I think he'd be able to get him. I think he gets him.
I think
he'll get him.
I think he'll get him. Sorry. He's our Georgie.
Yeah. Unfortunately, he would be. He's not stupid like Georgie in a sense where he would know not to talk to strangers. But I feel that he would. There's enough fear with Mr. A-Town and trauma, as we know. We're not going to get into it, but we know that there is trauma back there that Pennywise could feast on. So I do feel he's in a bit of, he's not making it to part two.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, buddy. Yeah, sorry, no. But we will, and that's what we're talking about.
Well, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to
survive.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to survive part two, but yeah, I think I can easily survive part one for sure. Yeah,
yeah,
for sure,
definitely. Yeah, absolutely. Sorry, Pennywise. Not us as kids.
Nope, so I'm not dancing with you, buddy.
No.
Watch out for them deadlights. Watch out from them deadlights, man. As things will get you.
Yeah, they'll get you. They'll stick you up there.
Let's look at it this way. They are making a prequel to It, and it's going to be on HBO. And there's going to be I looked at the cast, and there's going to be a lot of black people in it. So it'd be really interesting to seeing how they kind of utilize the fear aspect of this. So I forgot when it takes place. What's it? Every 27 years, right? That's what it was. Every 27 years. So it was 87. I think that's how they tried to play it off. That's when it came out. No.
Yeah, it came out in
1990. So, yeah. So you pull it back. I don't know. It'd have to take place in like the 70s. So it should be pretty interesting. Yeah.
Segregation.
Yeah, with an all black cast and James Reiner. So, yeah, I'd like to see how they utilize this, even though they should have probably went way back into, like, the Native American days, like, how the story was.
Like, when he first started.
Though. That's what, like, in Prey, like, look what you did with Prey, right, with the Native Americans, right. Predator. That movie's fucking awesome. So what if you went back utilizing that with the whole thing that they did in the movie, or part two? I don't know. It'd be interesting. So it'd be interesting with the fear they can use.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
With Pennywise.
Definitely. And I feel like that's how they create more sequels, right? You start it from when he first gets on this earth or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then every 27 years, there's another movie. Boom.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Until the last two. Like, it's easy.
Eventually you get there again. That makes sense.
Yeah. But what do we know? We're just Night School Horror. Yeah. You're welcome, people. You're welcome.
That's what we're here for.
But yeah, man. All right. So we realized that those four movies... we will definitely survive.
I feel that all four of those movies, the two of us can easily survive. The hardest,
I believe so.
The hardest one will be It Follows.
Yeah, yeah.
That's going to be the hardest challenge. We'll survive the movie. So. I just don't think we're not surviving the situation. Surviving the movie, not situation.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough, right?
A lot of walkers.
Yeah. That's tough because, like, the movie is the reason why we won't survive later on.
Mm-hmm.
So did we really survive? That's the question.
The question was, can we survive the movie? So we could survive the movie. We're not surviving the sequel.
I love the technicality there.
We're not surviving the sequel. It's not happening.
No.
Not happening.
We're probably dying in the first 5 minutes of the sequel.
Probably, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we're the ones all, this is what your character's doing now, and deaded.
Yeah, you know? Pretty much. Oh, hey, playing a video game. Yo, did you order the pizza? I did. Ding dong. All right, I got it. Do, 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 do. Hey, you got no pants on. Prong, and then you're dead.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's it.
Whoa, dude, what the? Oh, no. Click, click, click. You're dead.
Yeah, you're gone.
Yeah. And then, boom, you know, it says, it follows
again. Nice.
Again. Hey, there you go. Nice. There you go. Follows this is again. This is why. Again.
It keeps following.
Yeah, yeah, right.
It's still it's following. Two,
it's again.
It follows, dot, 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 again.
Again.
It keeps coming.
Again?
Okay. It's still coming? Yeah, it's still following Jesus. Us.
Yeah, man. Nice. I mean, gotta keep fucking.
Gotta keep. That's it. You just gotta keep fucking.
That's it. Just keep fucking it on. That's it. That's
fucking it. All the bitches and you'll be safe.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, hey, listen, we could keep going on forever. I know that, you know, there's so many other movies that I feel that I could survive.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you could survive. But you know what? Like, when we get the full class, maybe we got to bring this back.
Sure.
We got to bring this back. Maybe when we get in front of other people so they can interact. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But of course, if you want to do that, if you want to hear or see where we're going to be at, you have to enroll. You have to subscribe. You have to enroll into Night School Horror. It's the only way you're going to be involved in this conversation. It's the only way you're going to be able to get into this class. All right. And it's all on all the socials. You have to enroll. All right. And then, yes, we need to get the ace in the hole back. And we got to see what movies she thinks she can survive.
Sure.
But that's in the next class. So the bell's about to ring. So before then, I just want you to say your peace. And then we'll go.
All right. Well, this was a great class. Very interesting. Love the details that was broken down. Now you have a movie you need to go watch. Yes. And I guarantee you will enjoy it. And again, a situation I don't want to be in. You know, all these situations I personally wouldn't want to be in. But could I survive them? Yes, I could survive them. So I definitely would like to bring this back. We can do this as a, you know, this is obviously part one. We can do a part two. We could do a part 12. You know, there's so many opportunities. New movies are coming out every day. So yeah, my name is Simon James, aka Mr. So Smooth, aka the Smooth Effect himself. And I'm excited for next week's episode of Night School Horror because Sabrina's going to be back. She's in Tennessee. She just wrote this letter. I forgot to give it to you. She's in Tennessee.
Great classmate.
I know. Bitch. I forgot. I'm sorry. It says here she's in Tennessee. And so that's why she's not here. So whoops, that's my bad. But yeah, thank you so much. Keep listening and definitely make sure you you like, subscribe, you enroll. Please comment. Let us know what you think of us and rate. We need those ratings. The ratings go up. That means more people get to hear more of us. So thank you.
Peace. Yeah. Just piggybacking off a Smooth Effect. Yes, do all of that, please. We need you. If you like what you hear, please let us know. If you don't like what you hear, please let us know, but tell us why, and then go fuck off. But other than that, I cannot wait for the next one, and I'll take this excuse letter from you, Ace, and I cannot wait to see you next week. But until then, guys, stay spooky. It's Mr. Malave, a.k.a. Matthew Malave. Peace. See you soon.